Okay, so tonight's daf is Daf Chaf Aleph in Sota, and it's dedicated by Gabriel Aronoff and occasionally the Yortzeit of his brother, Immanuel ben Avraham, Zechron Lebracha. Okay, we're on Chaf Aleph, page 41. So if you remember, we're six lines from the top on the daf. So if you remember, the Gemara I said yesterday, we learned from the Mishnah, that if the woman has a chus, it could stave off the impact of the May Sota. So if she has a chud merit, it can save her 1 year, 2 years, or even up to 3 years. So the Gemara says in the two dots, what merit is it that the Mishnah is referring to? What type of merit would the woman have? So the Gemara says, Elaim is a chud Torah. If we say it's a zechut of studying Torah, maybe that could be it. She says, Ha'ina mitzuva osahi. She's not commanded to study Torah. So there's no mitzvah of women to study Torah. It says, So the reward, we don't think, if she's not mitzvah v'oseh, in other words, even though if she studies Torah, she gets a reward, but we don't think the reward would be so much that it stave off the impact of the Mesota, because a mitzvah v'oseh gets more reward for it. He says, El is the foot of the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so by process elimination, it must be zechut a mitzvah, as opposed that she did a mitzvah. So the zechut a mitzvah imana kuli hai, would the merit of a mitzvah protect her so much from the mei sota? But hatani, we learn in the brisa, it's utharash Rav Nachum bar Yosi darshan the following pasuk in Mishlei. So Mishlei is the book of Proverbs by Shlomo Melech. It says kiner mitzvah v'torah or famous pasuk. Kiner mitzvah means a mitzvah is like a ner, means like a lamp. In other words, like a lamp, imagine like a lamp with a wick, with oil. So ner, a mitzvah is like a ner, but Torah or, but Torah is like the light. I'll say like the light of the day. It's like infinitely greater than light. So talak to a mitzvah b'ner, but a Torah or. So the pasuk in the Tuvim compares the Torah to or and the mitzvah just to a ner. Obviously, the mitzvah is much less. Lamar lecha, Manir ina, now we have Megina, but on the side he says Me'ira. Manir ina Me'ira lafisha. Just like a lamp, it only illuminates for a brief period of time, maybe an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. He says, Af mitzvah ina Megina elafisha. So to a mitzvah can only protect you from punishment for a limited period of time. Be it a Torah b'or, and the Torah compares, and the Pasuk compares Torah to light, like the light of the day, much, much greater light. Lamar lefa ma or on study corrects it yearly olam, just like the light illuminates forever. In other words, let me just, some people want to come in. Let me get them in. One second. That ma or yearly olam, just that light perpetually illuminates. Af Torah medina liolam. The Torah constantly protects you from punishment. But omer, and it says, so this pasuk, again, this pasuk in Mishlei, and it's saying that the Torah will guide you. It refers to this world. When you lie down, it will guard you. Zumika. In other words, the Torah that you learn, if you stay with it, it will protect you with death. And when you wake up, there'll be an intercessor for you. When are you going to be an intercessor for you? It's like in the future. In other words, so the Torah is like, you know, is wonderful. It provides you, you know, the ultimate protection and guidance in life and even afterlife. So the Gemara, again, the main thrust of the Gemara is we don't understand what mitzvah a woman could possibly do that would protect her for 3 years from the Mesota. We still haven't answered this question. We just made the question stronger. So the Gemara says, the Brisa says on the second line from the second wide line, Mashali Damsha Mahalaif Bikisho Mailabatela. It's analogous to a person who is walking in the pitch darkness of night. He says, Umikaremina Kotzim and Plechatin. He's afraid of thorns, Plechatim are like holes in the ground, Umina Barkanim, he's afraid of thistles, Umechaya Ra'a, wild animals, Umina Listim, and the Bach bricks on the side Listim or the Mem from bandits. And on top of everything else, he's lost. He's for bludgeon. He says, if he is able to get like a torch, so he says, the torch gives him partial protection. It saves him from the thorns and from the holes in the ground, minabar cutting from the thistles, but he still has to be concerned with the wild animals and the bandits. And he still doesn't know where he's headed. But with dawn, when like the sun, like before dawn, I'm going to shock us before the sun rises, but like the sky lights up, he's saved already from like the dangerous animals and from the bandits. I assume it means like a lot of animals, they forage at night. So when you have light, you don't have to worry about them anymore. And bandits frequently, they like to hang out at night, and day it's better. But he still has a problem because he's perplexed and he doesn't know where he's going. He says, "Higila parshat drachim." When he gets to the crossroads, he's safe from everything. So Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to explain shortly, that if a person is studying Torah, it's the day of Mita, so then that's the crossroads. And then Mela will be saved from everything. Let me just finish the Bryce, then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. And then we'll summarize. We'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Anyway, the basic idea that the Bryce is saying is that a mitzvah gives you limited protection. Torah gives you the ultimate protection. It's Torah. He says, the Baracher, or a different shot in this Pasuk, the near mitzvah of the Torah, or Aveira Mechaba mitzvah. An Aveira can cancel out a mitzvah. They an Aveira Mechaba Torah, but an Aveira can't cancel out Torah. Shinemar, Mayim Rabim Loyhula Kabodah Ava, that much water cannot extinguish the love. So the love here refers to Torah. So if you look at Rashi, he says, "Lakvodah avazu Torah d'siv habiyani albeit ayayin lo alay ava." So pasuk nearby says he's brought me to the house of wine, and the lo alay ava, and is like plague, is love for me. He says yayin. Is sowed. So Yayin, in other words, that's talking about, in other words, it's talking about the Torah. In other words, Hashem has brought me close to Torah, and he'll beta Hayayin. What is beta Yayin? Yayin is referring to, like, sowed is the Torah. In other words, Samach Bav Dalet is 70, and Yayin is 70. And that refers to, like, the secrets of Torah. He says, let's just think through what we just learned for a bit, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So the main question on the floor, on the table, is what zechut, what merit could any woman have that would protect her from the Meisota for 3 years? That's the question. So the Gemara said maybe it's the zechut of studying Torah. So the Gemara says that can't be because she's not mitzuvah to study Torah. She's not commanded to study Torah. Even though a woman could study Torah, And then we'll get into a discussion about this, but she would get reward as Eino Mesuva Osa, not as Mesuva Osa. So we don't think the reward would be significant enough to protect her from punishment for 3 years. So then if it's not Torah, so it must be mitzvah. So the Gemara said, but the mitzvah, it's like ki ner mitzvah b'Torah or. A mitzvah only gives you limited protection. It only, like, it's like this lamb, you know, it burns for a little bit and then it goes out. And we don't think that would be adequate for the job that needs to be done. All right. Well, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on what we did so far?
I do.
Okay. Let me take care of the people here. Then I'll get to the people on Zoom. Okay. One thing. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it doesn't seem like Zechut Avot is going to cut do the job here. It's not going to do what it's not going to cut it. And then what's the chut is it to have children? The chut is having children. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see when the Gemara will come to that. Well, so you're making it worse for her. So it's not helping her. So for the people in Zoom, Rafi asked, what about Zechus Avos? So I said that doesn't cut it, you know, from the forebears. And he said Zechus of the children. We'll see in the Gemara about that. Okay, the children learn Torah. We'll see if the Gemara is going to come up some of that. And then the Gemara is going to have that answer. And then what was the last thing you said? Then Rafi wants to say if she studies Torah, she's worse because she's like Tov Shu Shogin Valium Zidin, I think is what he thinks. Better person Shogin not Mazin, they study Torah. So now she's the Avera is worse.
Double
okay,
trouble.
Okay, now Gabriela, really, here's the key here. Okay, Gabriela has a question here. So what's the question, Gabriela?
That a woman can study Torah with a man around.
It's a question studying Torah with anybody, even with herself. We'll see in the Gemara. We had this yesterday. We'll have more time. Okay, now the Zoom, Fevra. Okay, all right. Who's first? Okay, we'll do Ruth, then Arthur.
Thank you.
And
we'll Thank go you. Down so the on a practical level, with the Sota, with 3.5 years, who ordains the postponement for 3.5 years? Who's in charge?
The Eberster. And it's 3 years, not 3.5 years. The Mishnah says that if she has a zechus, she could even delay the punishment for up to 3 years. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, now Aaron Moshe, do you want to say something?
I was just going to say that what it said in the Gemara, where who was it? He said to Rav, to his nephew, "Isn't it enough that she takes care of my children and she keeps me out of trouble? She, in other words, she's allowing me to learn to her."
I think you're referring to the Gemara in Yevamot. It says like Dayan that
isn't it enough that she takes care of
right? It's around Dav Samach. It says that they give us children and they save us from the chait.
He said to his nephew.
Oh, so his nephew? What he said?
He said to his nephew. His nephew said that. She's You know, why do you buy things?
Right. Why do you get these things? So he said it's enough, even though she's like not such a great wife, but yeah. she God loaded Baneinu. They raise our kids and they save us from Avera. Yeah. Yeah. So as far as the kids are concerned, we'll see in a little bit. But
Sounds like a good wife to me.
Okay, Fern, what's up, Fern? What do you got for me?
I'm saving it up.
Okay, Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, now. So we're at the 10th wide line on the top of Al-Gomad Aleph. So Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah be done the asifa, migna umatzla. Rav Yosef says a mitzvah, when the person is toiling in the mitzvah, it protects him from Avera, it protects him from punishment, and it saves him from Avera. Be done lo asifa, aguni migna, when he's not osek in the mitzvah, it still protects him from punishment, but it doesn't save him from future aveirot. Torah, bein bidan da asikba, bein bidan lo asikba, magna umatzla. But the Torah, whether he's actually osek in it or not osek in it, but he was on a regular basis, he studies Torah, it protects him from punishment, and it saves him from future aveirot. Okay, one second. Okay. So again, our question was, you know, what mitzvah, what zechus does a woman have? So Rabbi Yosef is saying that the zechus of a mitzvah, whatever mitzvah she's doing, could be enough to save her from the punishment for 3 years. That's what we think. So Matkif La and Sadi Six at the Rava, everybody knew themselves. Matkif La Rava, Elamiata. So if that's the case, in other words, the Gemara is trying to tighten up. What does it mean, near mitzvah of the Torah or? So according to Rav Yosef, he's saying that the mitzvah, when you're osek in the mitzvah, it protects you from punishment and it saves you from aveirot. But when you're not osek in it, it protects you, but it doesn't save you from future aveirot. The Torah is like, it protects you and it saves you from aveirot even when you're not osek. So back to the Rav, if that's the case, if Torah is such a great protection, so didn't Doeg and Asi Tofel warrant they toiling in Torah? Why didn't the Torah protect them? So he says, So why didn't, in other words, they became Rishayim, why didn't the Torah protect them? So the Gemara says, Elamah Rabbah, Torah b'yidana da asikba migna umatzla. So Rabbah says the Torah, when you're osek in the Torah, it protects you from punishment and it saves you from aveira. B'yidana lo asikba, when you're not osek in the Torah, aguni agna, it still protects you from punishment, but sulo matzla, but doesn't save you from future aveira. Mitzvah, bein b'yidana da asikba, bein b'yidana lo asikba, a mitzvah, whether you're actually osek now or even you're previously been osek with it, Aguni Magna, it protects you, but doesn't save you from future Aveirot. Anyway, the Ma'alach of the Gemara is, we think that a mitzvah could be enough to save off punishment for 3 years. We'll see. Rabbina Amar, Liolam Zuchat Torah. Rabbina says, no. In Achinami, it's the Zuchus of Torah that saves the woman. With the Ka'amar at Enam Esuba Osa, but you said that she's not commanded to study Torah. So Nehi, the Bekuda Lo Mifkada, you're right, she's not commanded. But Ba'agra, the Makarian and Matin Benayu, Benatrim Lugavrayu, Atuli Be Medrasha, Milo Pagan Bahadayu. He says the reward that women get for making sure that their children, is similar to what you were saying, and someone else was saying, that she sees that the children study Chumash, she says the Pesukim, Umatnin, and they study the Mishnayot, and then they wait for the husbands to get back from the base medrash. In other words, the woman is the Akarita Bayit. She's seeing that everybody, all the men in the household are studying Torah, they get a reward for that. Milo Palkin Badai, don't they split the reward with us? In other words, even though we're men, the women are enabling us to learn, to study. So they get rewarded for that. So that's the second answer. Okay, so we have two answers so far. Anyway, it's important nakuda, you know, to realize that, you know, that halavai, you know, all the women should encourage their husbands to study in the base matters when they come home from work. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, yeah. So I don't think it means that it's like you'll never get punished. It means it will provide you with some protection. But then the protection. In other words, it doesn't mean if you're mechal Shabbos, you won't get punished. If you chaz, you won't get punished. It'll like delay the punishment. But then okay. Now I have to move on. Please excuse me. I'll pause in a few lines. I just want to cover some ground, and then we'll pause as we can. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My parsha derakim." So in the brisa that we read above. So we said if the person studying Torah, it protects him during this lifetime, the next lifetime. And then with the Gemara had smasha with the person, he says like that he was afraid from the animals, the bandits, and then he had a torch. But then when the sun comes up, or Amud HaShachar, it's dawn, then everything is okay, except he's still for bludgeon. But he gives the parsha Drachim, means something cool. But then if he gets to the crossroads, he's got nothing to worry about. So my parsha Drachim, Am Rav Chisda says Tamil Chacham Yomita. So Rav Chisda says it refers to a Tamil Chacham. So it means in the Mashal, it means he gets to the crossroad. He recognizes one road. He knows that's the road to take. He sees like the crossroads. You know, one road is Middle Neck Road, and one road is Northern Boulevard. He wants Middle Neck Road, so he sees that that's the road. But that's the Mashal? What's the Nimshal? So he says it refers to a Tamil Chacham Yomita. Means if the Tamil Chacham has stayed with Torah throughout his life until the day of his death, then he knows it's in good shape. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar is a Tamil Chacham Yurtait. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says it refers to a Tamil Chacham Yurtait, meaning if a person is learning and he's able to perfect his aspect of Yurtait, then he's in good shape. In other words, the Torah will teach him what to do, what not to do, and the Yurtait will keep him from doing Aveirot. Mar Zvitra Amar is a Tamil Chacham, the Sakale Shmaitza Aliba de Hilkata. So Mar Zvitra says that Parshat Rechaim refers to a Tamil Chacham who's able to learn Aliba de Hilkata. In other words, not just that he's got the Torah learning, but he's able to be mevarer what the halacha is. So then he'll be in wonderful shape because his knowledge will be in good shape to guide him through life. The Baracher, Aveira, Mechaba Mitzvah, in my Gemara it says Mechaba, Aveira Mechaba Mitzvah, in Aveira Mechaba Torah. He says that and Aveira is able to like cancel out a mitzvah, but Aveira can't cancel out a Torah. All right, one second. Yeah. So again, we said that the nair is like the mitzvah, and we said the nair is like the mitzvah, and the Torah is like the big light. So what does that mean? So he says, the Baracher, what does it mean, Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah, or means that Aveira is Mechaba Mitzvah. In other words, that Aveira can't, in other words, the small light eventually goes out, and that's an Aveira can cancel out a mitzvah. They ain't Aveira Mechaba Torah, but Aveira can cancel out the Torah that you learn. So Amar Rav Yosef, Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Yosef by Krach Yisinai. So Rav Yosef said that Rav Nachman Bar Yosef was the Tana of this Braisa on line 8. That the Tana is Yudarash Rav Nachman Bar Yosef, Kinemis Torah, or so he darshened it out like words that were heard at the Har Sinai. If Doeg and Achitofel had darshan the pasuk kinemres for the Torah, or they would not have pursued David Amela, the thief, limor elokim anzavol v'gomer. This is when David Amelech, it doesn't seem to work out so well with Achitofel chronologically, no, with Doeg rather, but with Achitofel. Remember, there's a point in time where David Amelech's son, Avshalom rebels against him, and David HaMelech is like fleeing Yerushalayim and is on the lam. So the Pasuk of Tehillim says, "Limor l'kim azavol v'gomer," that David's enemies have said that God has forsaken him. So he said, if they would have understood that the reward for Torah stays with you, so they wouldn't have thought that David is going to be so vulnerable. They thought he's vulnerable. He says, "My darish." What did they darshan? They darshan that Hashem will protect you as long as He doesn't see something wrong in the sexual area. And David HaMelech had this incident with Bathsheba. But they did not realize, meaning Achitofel and Doeg didn't realize that Avera can cancel out a mitzvah, but Avera can't cancel out Torah. Now, my boz yabuzulo. Now this pasuk is the, we said that many waters can't quench out the love like the Torah, but then the pasuk says boz yabuzulo. He said if a person what's the whole pasuk? He says you should call home beitoba ava boz yabuzulo. If a person would be willing to give all of his money, ba'ava means love, but it means for the sake of Torah, people would scorn him. Meaning, you can't pay, you have to learn Torah, you can't like pay your way through it. So my bozia buzulo, amar ola, lo kishimen achi azariah, lo kib yochanan debay nasiyah. So it's not referring to the case, situation of Shimon, the brother of Azariah, or like Rabbi Yochanan debay nasiyah. So Shimon, the brother of Azariah, he's a Tana. Shimon is a Tana in the first mission of the second Tzavachim, and he was able to learn Torah because his brother Azariah supported him. And Rabbi Yochanan the Benasiya, is not the famous Rabbi Yochanan, was able to study Torah because the Hasanasi supported him. That they could give like the Yitzchak's willing relationship. If ahead of time we set it up, then it works out better. We split the reward. He says, Elok Hilo B'Shevna. Rather, the pasuk is referring to like Hillel, the famous Hillel, and his brother Shevna. The Chiyatar of Dimi, when Dimi came from Shalamar, Hillel and Shevna Achehabu. The Hillel and Shevna were brothers. Hillel asak b'Torah. Hillel devoted himself to study Torah. Shevna Bariska, and Shevna was the businessman. L'sof Amalei Tana Robiliflog. So after however many years, so Shevna said to Hillel, "Look, I'll give you whatever $10,000 or $20,000." And I want to split your Torah with you. In other words, in the past, Torah you've been learning for the last 5-10 years. Here's, I want to pay you for it, and we'll split the reward for it. So he says, Yatztaba Koba Amra, Ken Isha Kolom Beitoba Gomer. So the Bakkol came out and said, if a person pays all the money, he can't cut into it. Means if you want to have Yisachar's Vulan relationship, it has to be in futuro, prospectively. In other words, I set up a deal with you, I'll pay you and support you, and you study Torah, and we'll split the reward. But once you've learned the Torah already, and then I come to you, I want to pay you for the Torah you've learned, I can't do it. It's not a commodity that I can buy, once it's been learned. I can't do that anymore. Okay, let's breathe for 2 minutes. Okay, Fern, I see this is chomping at the bit, and Ruth also.
No, I'm just wondering, I've never seen, and have you, anyone describe the woman enabling the man or the children to learn, sometimes meaning going out to work, as the Yisachar Zvulun relationship. Why not?
Well, the Gemara here says that the woman, makes sure the kids study and stuff like that. So it's not exactly the same thing, but it's kind of close, like enabling.
It's like a variation on the theme.
Right. And it was making sure that they're studying, but making sure, and so she's supporting them financially. I certainly could see a situation like that. I don't know. I must say, in Bizman Chazal, I don't know if the women worked and supported the men. I mean, today it's a common situation where women work in the yeshivish world and then support the guys who are studying. I don't know in the Gemara. I don't remember specifically any situations where they had a situation like that in the Gemara. Yeah, what's up? What? Wait, is this a different question? Okay, hold it a minute, because Ruth was online. Okay, what's up, Ruth? Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to just point out a very practical application. My starting from the very beginning of COVID to Daf Yomi, and you have sustained me living by myself, by creating a reality that really was very extraordinarily, more than helpful, but really sustained.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, Ruth. I think you should call me Kyle.
I think that, I mean, I've said that many times. I think you should hear it.
All right. Thank you. All right. All right. Now, what's up, Rafi? No. Let's go back. It doesn't mean if I study Torah and then I murder 10 people, I'm not going to get punished for it. Right. No. I'm just explaining. In other words, the Torah is not, doesn't mean like I get a free pass on Aveiro because I studied Torah. Like now I'm immune from attack. I studied all this Torah. I studied Shas, went through Shas 10 times. So now whenever Aveiro, I'm not going to get punished for it. It means I'm protected. I get more protection from it. But eventually there is a din b'cheshbon for everybody. That's what it's saying. And again, a Kaddish Baruch Hu's medakta yikim sviva k'chudasara. The higher level they are, the more Hashem is demanding of them. Okay, Rafi was asking, what about the Tamid of Rabbi Akiva? If the Torah protects you, what happened to it? So I said, it's not like an all-out protection. Okay.
Rabbi, regarding what Fern said, isn't it better deal for a wife that she gets basically covered for the time, whether the man learns or not, because she enables him? They usually tell us that the woman gets the net amount of time, regardless of the amount of learning, whereas the man gets only what he learns.
Wait, I don't understand the question. Repeat.
I am referring
I think
to
we get
question about the Yisachar Zevulun for the woman. I think she gets a much better deal than that, that not only is she getting half of it, but she's getting half of the potential, assuming he learns completely during that time. If he doesn't, he loses, she does not.
Yeah, so I mean, Yisachar Zevulun is a payment, is like a quid pro quo. So I don't exactly know how it works. I mean, the woman is enabling the man, it's an important role. I don't know exactly what the division is in Shemayim. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara, though. Okay, so turn the page one. Top half of the base, 21B, the top line.
And everybody, here we go.
Okay, that's right. Okay. All right. Amar Ben Azai, Chiyabadam Lamed et Vechulei. So Ben Azai says, a man is obligated to teach some Torah to his daughter. So, and we learned from the Mishnah that she should at least know that if she has a zechus, she has a merit, it could stave off the impact of the meisota. In other words, you should teach her that, so that if she sees a situation like that, she won't come to question the Torah. So he says, Reb Lezer Omer, who want me to be to Torah, Malam the Tiflet. The Tana Reb Lezer says, whoever teaches his daughter Torah, teaches her a Tiflet. Let's see, here's the Rashi. We'll see in a minute. So Tiflet Salkadaita, so Rashi, Lim the Tiflet Salkadaita, P Torah, Tiflet Karala. So Tiflet means like sexual immorality. That's what one explanation for Tiflet. That's the way Rashi learns. So according to the Tana Reb Lezer, Rebbe teaches his daughter Torah to Tiflet. So Tiflet Saltadaita, Ela Ema Ki'ilu Lamda Tiflet, as if he taught her Tiflet. Ki'ilu, look at Rashi, Shemitocha Himabina Armin Meid, Bo said of Rebbe Asneim. In other words, through the Torah, she'll learn to be cunning, and with her cunningness, she'll, you know, commit aveiro. You know, it could be in the sexual realm, but it could be something like that. That's what the Gemara is saying, or what's the way Rashi's learning. So we'll see in a few minutes, just a minute. So Amrin Bo, my Tamid Reb Lezer, what's the reason that Tana Reb Lezer says, if you teach your daughter Torah, it's like teaching a Tiflet. The Torah here is speaking in Mishlei, Ani Chachma, I'm wisdom, Shekhanti Arma, I dwell with guile, with cunning, Kemishin Chachma Vadam Nechso Bo, our movement. In other words, once you get chachma, you get all this cunning involved. So, let me, there's a Rambam Rafi, if you feel like doing me a favor, I need a Rambam. It's on the second shelf from the top, in the middle, on the far left. See all the Rambams? No, right. Put your finger left. Okay, on the far right of that set. What does it say on the binding? That's it. Okay, cool.
Is this the same daf that talks about Datehen Kalot?
No. All right, now, 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second. I need the next volume. Give me the next. Oh, no, I got it. I'm good. Okay. Now, so here's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, this is in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Alpha Lachi Gimel. Yishu Shalom de Torah, Yishu Sachar. If a woman studies Torah, she gets reward. It's not the same reward as a man gets. He says, Neishlon is Sabe. She's not commanded to study Torah. The Cholos de Varshin Matuba Lavlas Toin Skarokiskar Hamatuba Sha'asa. And by any mitzvah, if you do it and you're not commanded, you don't get as much reward as one who is commanded. Ella pachot menu. The alpha pishesh la sachar, even though a woman does get rewarded for studying Torah, sibu chachamim shlo yameid adam bito Torah. The chachamim directed a man not to teach Torah to his daughter. Mishirobanashim in datan mukubenet lamed, lehimotziyot debrei Torah ledebrei habay lepiyani datan. He wants to say that women, they distort the Torah. They distort the Torah. Amru chachamim kol meid bito Torah kilu lam de tiflut. Vamen worim b'torah shbal peh. It's talking about the oral Torah. About Torah shbaktav yilo meido telepatila. First time you shouldn't teach it lechakila. Vim lamda ena kim lamda tiflut. But if you teach the Torah shbaktav, it's not teaching her a tiflut. All right. So the two ideas are from the Gemara that either the woman will learn Torah, and as a result of that, it sounds like she'll learn how to engage in like sexual immorality, she'll do different things, or she'll learn the Torah, but she'll somehow not apply the kallah appropriately. That's the way it sounds like from the Rambam. All right, let me do a few more lines. We'll come back and we'll do the best we can. Okay, now he says here on line 6, Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan means Ben Azai, who says a person should teach his daughter about the impact, at least at the minimum, you know, how you have a zakus that won't impact you for 3 years. So what do they do with that pasuk? Ni chachma shachanti orma. He by left for Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina. Uses it like Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina teaches this. Dam Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina in divrei Torah time in al misha ma'amin atmo aroma lehen. The words of Torah only stay with a person. In other words, shachanti orma can mean I dwell with like cunning, or shachanti orma, I dwell with those who are devoted to me, like they're not wearing clothes. We'll see in a minute. Shenemar ni chachma shkanti orma. So if you look at Rashi, the third white line, shemami nesmol rumalehem, shapiresh mikol asakim. That it means that ideally a person should separate himself from all business. Benasala ani v'chaser kol. Even though he's going to be destitute, but he should devote himself to Torah. Lishnachrina shemisim nesmol rumaleh garsinan shemarim. She claims her to the quotes of God, Lamon Mikuladam. Or it means that he should act with cunning to learn from everyone and to gather whatever Torah he can, every little bit, wherever he can, he should learn Torah. But that's the way that Ben Azai will learn the Pasuk. So it means the Torah will be with the person who's willing to forego all material comforts. Or if a person is cunning and he is able to gather Torah, like the Chayyadam, in his Hakdam the Chayyadam, he was involved in business. And he says, maybe people ask, how can I write this sefer? I'm involved in business. If you ask anybody, when I would go to the fair, whenever I wasn't in business, I would be looking in a sefer. And I was able to grab everything. That means to act with cunning to acquire Torah. So, okay, somebody has to mute themselves. Everybody mute themselves. I'll take care of it in a minute. This is the words of Torah only stay with a person who makes himself as if he does not exist. In other words, humility is very important to study Torah. As we know, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Avo, the most humble of all people. All right, now, in terms, you know, there's an article that Rabbi Moshe Weinberger wrote almost 40 years ago in the Journal of Halakha and Contemporary Society about women studying Torah. So The only thing I could say is that if the woman herself wants, comes forward, and it says that we shouldn't teach her, but if she comes and studies Torah on her own, so we, you know, we're not going to, if she does that, so she does that. So some want to say that if a woman is, you know, very earnest, the women that want to come forward and they're interested in studying Torah, so, you know, so that that's okay. But again, traditionally, people, you know, yeshivas did not teach Gemara to women. In other words, because it's Kalim Lamda Tiflis. And it was not viewed in any way as, and you know, and that, that was the way that was done there. I don't know what more to say with this.
Sometimes less is more.
Okay, Rafi says the role of women has changed. Yeah, the role of women has changed, but the Torah, the, you know, there are different areas in the world, in the Jewish community have reacted differently to this. But traditionally, in other words, the women should study Gemara is not looked favorably on. If a woman, there's always been some women who, you know, were like Bruria, the wife of Meir, was a Talmid HaChacham in the Gemara, and they said that the grandmother of the Chavos Yair was very learned, and the rabbis would even consult with her and discuss Torah with her. There have been individual yechidot who did that, but as a general rule for the mass population, not this way. The Chavos Chaim, I told you, like over 100 years ago, when Sarah Shneur came to him, so he writes that the women used to get educated in the house, and that was adequate. Now these times where things have changed, so it's not adequate to be changed in the middle of the house. But the only thing he was saying, you know, somebody really, I'm going to take care of it right now. Who is it? Ruth, it looks like you're not muted. You are going to be now. One second. Okay, now you're muted. Okay. So the Chavos Chaim, you know, said, you know, it's wonderful you have a yeshiva, but the women should study, you know, they'll teach them, you know, more traditional things, and I can teach them Gemara. And we saw the Rambam says that a woman who studies Torah gets rewarded, but not just like the man. But ultimately, so the way the Rambam learns that the woman, they'll distort the words of Torah, you know, the typical situation, or else use it for tiplis. Okay, listen, I have 90 seconds for questions, comments.
Question, support. Rabbi, what question?
Say okay. that the woman is going to distort the Torah. And what is that?
It says, so what does tiflis mean? So when the Rambam learns, it means like you're teaching her, like, one second, translate here. I don't have it in front of me.
No, but my question is, yeah, why would she distort it? What is it about her brain, the way it's wired, that would cause her to distort it more than a man might?
Yeah. So I'm really not quite certain about this. I'm not quite certain. I don't know what to say. One second. Let me see what he says here.
And the Rambam was a man of science and medicine. So I'm wondering.
Yeah. All right. One minute. All right. One second. All right. So Rashi, we did already. He says, Rashi says, Reb Lezer is teaching girls any topic of Torah, because Torah study in depth will sharpen their mind and might use their cunning to conceal immoral behavior. That's Rashi. And then, you know, I'm so sad I left that. I have that booklet in my car and I left it there. But he says here, he quotes here from the Chavetz Chaim. He writes that teaching Torah to women was discouraged in former generations when girls were raised at home until marriage. Formal schooling was not necessary because they absorbed all the necessary knowledge from their home environment and they instinctively grew up strongly committed to their parents' beliefs and way of life. However, today when girls study secular subjects and are clearly influenced by the non-Jewish society, a solid Torah education of Tanakh, Jewish philosophy, Jewish history, with Musar works is essential. But maybe I'll talk a little bit after the recording is over, okay? Let's get back on the Gemara. Now, all right, we're around 59 to the top.
I'm sorry that when you read something of such value, I can't grasp it. I'm so sorry. The essence of it at that speed.
Okay. I'm sorry too.
I listen very quickly. But
Okay. Ruth, I upload all the shiurim. You can play it again.
It doesn't come any faster, any slower when I listen
When you hear it again, you'll get it. I have to move on. I apologize. Okay, now, 10 lines above where it gets right. Rabbi Shua Meir wrote Sa'i Shabbachulei. So my ka'amar, what it said, Rabbi Shua said, Rotsai Shabbakav v'tiflot. A woman wants kav as a measure and tiflot is sexual morality. So my ka'amar, hasi ka'amar, Rotsai Shabbakav v'tiflot, imo, mitish kabin appreciate. Means that a woman, kav is like a certain amount of like food. So a woman will take a smaller, please somebody, you have to mute yourself, Ruth. A woman will prefer a smaller amount of food and have like lots of sex or whatever she wants, free reign. He said that she prefers to be tishat kabin and precious rather than tishat kabin is like lots of food, lots of income and things like that, and then an ascetic life. In other words, they weren't saying that they much prefer the other way. So who are you, Omer? Rabbi Shua would say chasid shotebukulei. So he mentioned in the Mishnah that there are four people that destroy the world. He says that's a chasid shote, like a foolish, pious person, a rasha, a rum, a cunning, wicked person, an isha prusha, an ascetic woman, and makot prushin, and the wounds of the ascetic people. We'll explain in a minute. So he says, "Who are you, chasid shote v'chulei? Hey, chidami chasid shote. What does it mean? A foolish, pious person. Going to katava itza benara. Let's say a woman is drowning in the river. Ba'amar lav orach ar l'statuli baba atzula. I can't look at her and save her because she's you know what I mean. So that's a chasid shote. The woman's life is in danger." You got to go do it, you know, even though, so you have to have your priorities in the right place. Hechidami Rasha Rum, what's a cunning, evil person? That's a person who tries to present his arguments to the judge before the other Baal Din comes. In other words, so once the judge hears it, he's locked into a certain version, it's hard for him to undo it. So they said in the art scroll, you're not allowed, the judge is not allowed to listen to the times where somebody comes. So said it must be, or else I saw this maybe either in the art school or the Sifta. So it must be that the person said it to the person, maybe anticipating he would be appointed the judge before he was appointed the judge. Then he was appointed the judge, but he was able to like sneaky get it in. That's a Rasha rule, cunning Rasha. Rabbi Bawa Meir says, Rabbi Bawa says it's a person who gives a dinar to an ani to take him out of eligibility for the matnon ani. In other words, let's say he's a landowner and his leket shechen peah. Leket is if the 7 years of grain were dropped during when he was harvesting, and shecha he forgot a bundle of the two in the field, there were two, and peah the corner of the field, he leaves le'aniyim. So the landowner's got his own relatives who are poor, they want to come. And so everybody can take matnos aniyim. So if he gives, let's say one person has 199 dinarim, so, or Zuz dinar, the same thing. So the income or the asset cutoff is 200 Zuz. If he's got 200 Zuz, he can't take the matnon aniyim anymore. So if he sees somebody who has 199 Zuz to his name, he gives him one Zuz, he takes him out of eligibility. So he's a cunning Rasha. He gave him something, but the giving him something is really hurting the guy. He says, Ditnan, the first white line, we learn in the Mishnah, Bishish to Matayim Zuz, if a person has 200 Zuz, Loi Tod Lekat Shechu Peya Umasar Ani. He shouldn't take the matnon aniyim anymore. Hayalu matayim chasir dinar, but if he had 200 minus 1, meaning 199, so even if they're going to give him 1,000 in one fell swoop, he could take it. So they said, how would that be? But once he takes one, he's over the eligible. So he says, it could be, I think this is what they said in the Masipta. He said, he could appoint a shliach, and the shliach could, and he has 190 zuz, the shliach will pick up the matnon aniyim, and even though the shliach picks up more than a zuz in matnon aniyim, he's still entitled to take it in. He says that's also a rasha arum, because now he gives him the zuz, so he takes him out of the circuit, and he helps his family members. Line 3, Rabbi Yassi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zamasi Eitzlam Korban Achasim Uatim. He says, what's a rasha arum? If a person gives an Eitzah, meaning on a deraisa level, only the men yarshin. So let's say a father dies, he leaves boys and leaves girls. So the chachamim established that the girls have one of the tanaik suba, the girls will be supported until it become the Asian majority. So if the father left a large estate, so it's fine. So the boys can take the estate and they'll support the girls. But if there's very little assets, so the Chacham said the girls should, she should board it. The girls will be supported from the small number of assets, and the boys will have to go out to ask for tzedakah. So, but if the boys dispose of the assets before the girls go to Bez, then that's water under the bridge. So Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Samasi Eitz from Korban Achasim Uatim. If a person gives an eitz to the boys to sell their property before the girls go to Bez, then the Amar Basi Rabbi Yochanan Yitomim Shekadnu Makru Rabbi Achasim Uatim. If the Yitomim, they proceeded and they sold their property, Mashamakru Makru, whatever they sold has been sold. It's water under the bridge. Abai Amar. This is all teaching what's a Rasha Arum. Abai Amar is Amasi Eitzlam Korban Achasim Karam Hashem Gamliel. He says a person gives an Eitzah, sell property, like Rav Hashem Gamliel explains in the following Braisa. Tanya, the Chasai Lecha, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, you're my property, after my death, my property goes to you, Shimon. Bacharecha Leploni, and after you, to Levi. Yerada Rishon, and Shimon, then Reuven dies, and then Shimon goes, and he takes the fields, Umachar V'achal. He sells the fields to a third party, and he uses up all the income he got from it. Hasheni motzim yad l'kufo de Rebbe. Point to Rebbe, the second person who was Levi, can go to the purchasers and say, you know, I'm entitled to the field now. It means on the death of Shimon, Levi can go to the purchasers and say, now it's my property. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein l'sheni l'mas shir rishon. Shulia says, no, he can't do that. That Shimon was entitled to everything from the field. He sold whatever he had in the field, and Levi's out of gas. So if a person gives an eitzah to sell the property, in other words, it gives an eitzah to Reuven to sell the property, like in accordance with what Rishon Leil says, that's a rasha rum. He's sneaky. He's like causing Levi to harm. Rav Yosef Bar Chama Rav Sheshi is about three acherim ba'orachotav. It says it refers to people. They're not so from, but they try to get everybody to follow their example, and it's really about a lot of baloney. Look at Rashi; it says five lines from the bottom. Yuba su kamoni, do like me, u lekubit rachai, go my drachim. When a kavin zel arodat smok v'chasid beinei abriot, he just wants to show that he's like pious. They ain't tofu kabar, but it's not really true. El shloi daktu achravu dofato botak. And it says like follow my example. He doesn't want people to really look and see what he's all about. Rabbi Zrika, two lines to the bottom, Rabbi Zrika Marabuna is a makelatz machmir lacherim. If a person is lenient for himself and machmir for other people, stringent for other people, that's a rasha rum. And ulamar, here's the most important thing, ze shakara mishnah of loshamish tamid chachamim. If a person studied psukim and he studied mishnah, but he wasn't mishamish tamid chachamim, it means when you're mishamish tamid chachamim, they teach you how to learn the mishnah. So he's like terrible poison. In other words, if a person hasn't studied with tamid chachamim, people hear him, he reads the Mishnayot, he sounds like he's learning, he has learning, but he really doesn't have learning, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And the important klal is, today you have everybody, you know, the first yisod you have to say is, where did X study Torah? Where did he study Torah? Where did he receive smicha from? Well, who says that he knows what he's talking about? You know, I pressed the button, I did this, I read the article. Well, who is this person? What is his learning? You know, if it's just, if he's not Mishnayot, tell me to chachamim, so, who, you know, what is the person? Let's look at Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Then we got to go. Top line. Lo shemish tamina chamim. L'mot sparta gemara b'tamei mishnah. To study, like, what's the reasons for the mishnayot. Mahim rashahu shein torah to'al buria. He's a rasha because his Torah is not clear. He says, the ain l'moding menu. He really shouldn't learn from this person. Shalidea tamim yeshchil of the Easter of a head there. V'din l'mod on the sport of the tayev. V'taro l'tam and tahir. Damar Bakabadhi, my Tama, Amamar Haki, Mar the Amumar Haki, Damar Bainai, Kabinai Takaka. But Rumhu, the second era one. He's very cunning. Shashamea Kolo Shana Mishnota Mishnaota Sabur Shubaki Batamean. The person who hears him thinks he knows what he's talking about, but he's really full of baloney. But no him kabok, coming to Khamim. So people they honor him like a Tamakaka, but he really doesn't have the learning. It's just like it's all facade. All right, now let me end this recording, then I'll talk a little more. Okay, one second. Let me end the recording here.